Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Good morning, Millennials.
Welcome back to The Toast. Happy Tuesday. Hope everyone's having an amazing day thus far. I know I am because I get to spend the next 60 plus minutes with a girl I adore. It's Harry's mom. Hey, Harry's mom. How you doing?
Doing good. Thank you for that beautiful introduction, Turtaluya.
Oh, I didn't even notice you wearing my sweater again.
Yeah, just missing you. And we have actually a really good plan in place for your next visit. We just solidified plans. So I'm just gearing up with excitement, going through your things, rifling through them. No, I never put the sweater back in your closet. It's been residing in mine. But yeah,
I'll just get a new one. How about that? Like, it's yours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so clear when somebody loves something, you just have to let it go, you know?
No, and you know I'm literally the most generous. If you kept wearing my sweater that like you love that I literally left at your house, like I'd be so happy that it found a new life. Like I literally offered to loan you my necklace yesterday because you said that you liked it and that you would buy it from me. And I said instead you could just loan it until I need it back.
Okay, you don't have to, like, shove it in my face. I'm giving you the sweater. Like,
no, but just, like, you could just be a little more generous when dealing with your girl.
What did I do that was not generous?
Just, like, calling me out, you know.
I don't really feel like that's a valid.
Over, like, no offense. Like, it's not even that cute of a sweater.
Don't even start. Like, you obviously love it. Just admit you love the sweater. Just admit you want to marry the sweater, okay?
I like your sweater. I have that outfit. Where is it? Is that mine?
I got it in PR from Spanx because I kind of work with Spanx. They're one of my
partners. Yeah, I worked with them and I got it too, Wenchi Lu. They're just giving them away.
Yeah, no, I got two actually. I don't know how many you got, but I got two.
Where's the other one? Oh, the plum one?
No, it's like a beige. I wore it a few weeks ago. I was actually going to wear it this morning, but I'm like, all right, I should change it up. I feel like if anybody ever took a real look at the clothes I wear on The Toast, there's about 20 things that I rotate. And it's like actually embarrassing. Maybe not 20, like seven.
A few years ago, we took a look at like the three core sweaters that you were wearing, like the period sweater. I forget. There were two others. But you can make the case for both of us now. It's really just the bar sweatshirts and any other sweatshirts that I happen to acquire.
I'm just like constantly in a state of confusion when I see people online on social media, like always wearing different outfits. Where do they store these outfits? Where do they buy these outfits? I'm actually shocked at how little I see outfit repeating online.
Well, that's people's jobs to, you know, give you fresh outfits every single day. And if I went into my closet and picked something different every single day, like I could wear a different outfit every day.
I couldn't.
You could too.
No, I literally could not.
No, like you have a huge closet full of clothes.
That I can't wear.
I know. I mean, I actually can't wear mine right now, but like you could wear.
No, I physically, psychologically, like I cannot wear 75% of the items in my closet. I can't tell you why, but like if you know, you know.
No, I know. I know.
You know?
You should do a closet clean out.
Like I do, like biannually. I do it all the time.
So what's the reason why you can't wear them?
I can't really explain it. It's more of just a feeling.
I mean, I know the feeling.
Like they're irrelevant to me. Either they're too big, too small, too ugly, too formal, too informal. Like there's a reason for every single one.
Yeah. No, I totally understand.
I'm so glad to be on a podcast with somebody who understands me.
I'm an understanding person, Turdy Lou.
You actually are.
Thank you.
We've got a great show. lots to discuss, lots of things continually unfolding.
Continually unfolding, lots of follow-ups, obviously, to the Scandoval, which is the name that this is taking on.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I don't know where I saw it, but then I saw Bravo Instagram posted like a picture of someone being interviewed with that. What's that thing in Hollywood that's like...
Yeah, the marker.
Marker. And on it, it said hashtag Scandoval.
Oh,
so that's the official name, which works for me because it also puts the onus on Sandoval, which right. He bears more of the responsibility here, though Raquel is not innocent.
Really? Do you think? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're both
like, extremely guilty. The guilt is so extreme. Everybody owed someone something, but he owed more.
Yeah, because he was in a relationship.
He's also much older.
Yes. So true. And by the way, it's actually crazy how big this story has become. Like Ariana and Tom and Raquel are all being followed around by paparazzi. There's paparazzi outside their homes. And I saw pictures this morning of Tom Sandoval smoking a cigarette outside, like seeing the paparazzi and like smiling. Like he's living for this. Like he's so narcissistic.
I can't imagine living for this.
That's true delusion and true like narcissism, Machiavellian.
Actually, maybe he is. Like, he's the center of the whole world.
This is what he's always wanted. It's what he's always wanted. You watch the show, like, he has loved his modicum of fame. And as it's gotten bigger and bigger, he's gotten more and more unwell.
Like, he literally probably feels like a rock star.
And by the way, that's all he's wanted to feel like. Did you see his band?
But, like, do you not care that everybody hates you?
No, I think some people, like, live for the fame and, like, the attention.
That's so
and I
crazy.
I think he's one of them.
That never occurred to me. Like, when I think about them right now, I almost feel sorry for them. Like, how isolating.
And overwhelming.
And overwhelmed. And like, where do they turn to? How they must feel. I'm sure. I mean, on the one hand, I feel that way for Raquel. But on the other hand, yes. Like, I don't know her. Anything I thought I knew about her, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe her and Tom are like, we're the biggest stars in the world today.
Well, Tom Sandoval was photographed yesterday at walking into her apartment building.
We have many an update about the whereabouts.
She hasn't been photographed. I don't think she's living for this. Like, I guess we don't really know her, but I think what we core know about her, especially like who she was a few years ago, like she's still very shy. Even though this is not something a shy person does, I don't think she's living for this negative attention. I think Sandoval is. I don't think she is.
I don't think she is either. I don't know how she'll navigate it. But like some of the things that now we know about their affair, like they both wore matching necklaces for months. Do you see this? Yep. This lightning bolt, like that's mm-hmm. fucking. That's not shy. That's brazen.
No, that's diabolical.
Yeah. So. I don't know. I don't know her. I can't get into her head because I can't relate.
I know. So we have a bunch of updates. We'll talk about that. And I just wanted to like share a little tidbit about how I got a manicure pedicure yesterday, last night, for my trip to Portugal, which I leave tomorrow for.
Bon voyage, Turtiloo.
Bon voyage. And I was saying to you before I left the studio to go that I would like was kind of embarrassed. My legs were so hairy because it's like I'm getting all my things done and then I'm going to do my big shower before my spray tan. So I went to a pedicure with like really kind of beastly dead of winter legs. And I've thought this before, but like, I don't know why. And I feel like nail salons are always evolving. Like they're always trying to innovate. They're always looking for things they can charge you for, like things they can add. Massage chairs, heated chairs, water. Some of them serve booze now. Like, I don't know why nobody's innovated to offer leg shaving. Or I would pay. I hate shaving my legs.
Or a wax while I'm sitting in the pedicure chair, like a leg wax. I know you don't like waxing because you don't like pain, but it's like,
But I'm saying, I would say a majority of women shave their legs.
Yeah. No, but like they have the waxing systems there. It's kind of like weird to have someone shave your legs. But honestly, the way you sit in a pedicure chair, just bring me a razor. I'll shave them.
Yeah, no, and my legs are already wet and they've been exfoliated.
And there's a big puddle there I can keep dipping the razor into.
And, you know, some of us also need maybe like a little shave and wax on our toes. Like
a toe wax.
They should offer that. I'm giving this free idea to nail salons all across America. I don't know why it hasn't been done yet.
I think that this shaving is a little complicated. Just like it's a little not hygienic, especially if you really are going to keep like dipping your razor into the water. But there's no reason why a pedicure shouldn't come with an add-on toe wax. You have the waxing systems. You're buffing my foot. It's still on my foot.
Yeah, I think they need to innovate, and I'm giving them this idea.
Yeah, it's a really strong idea.
And then while I was getting my pedicure, thinking about how embarrassed I was.
I also gave you another good idea. You know how they make you take your rings off when you get a manicure and they put mm-hmm. them in a little bowl? They should put them in a bowl with add-on cleaning solution. Do you want to have your rings cleaned? Like, they'll sit in a bowl there, and by the time you put them back on, like, they'll be sparkling.
Also a good idea.
Charge me.
So I went.
I'll throw my earrings into.
Yeah, of course. My toe ring, my anklet, my bracelet. I was there at about 5 o'clock and it was really empty, which was nice. We were playing music and I was just like, we had the longest day yesterday. We were pre-recording a lot of stuff for when I'm gone on Thursday and Friday. So I was really looking forward to just relaxing. And I find pedicures really relaxing. I don't find manicures relaxing. And this big guy comes in for a pedicure and he sits across from me. We're the only two people in the salon. And he's rolling calls while on his pedicure. I think he was getting like a cleanup and like a foot rub or whatever.
What's rolling calls?
Like one after the other after the other. In French, in English, and I'm not sure what the third language was because I had my AirPods in and I still heard him, but it sounded like a mix of maybe like Hebrew or Arabic. And I just kept looking at him. But sitting between us, there was the biggest sign that said, you know, if you have to make a call, please speak quietly and make it quick for the, you know, for the consideration of all our other customers. I keep staring at the sign and staring at him. And like, I was really teetering on between wanting to be a Karen, but then also not wanting to be a Karen. I'm like, my God, have some, like an ounce of self-awareness. Like, it's dead silent in here. There's spa music playing. I'm sitting right across from you. My God, get a grip. I didn't say anything. And like, I had my Beats AirPods in. Like, those are noise canceling. So if I can fucking hear you, you're being loud.
You had the noise canceling on?
Yeah, I had the noise canceling on. And like, I was really, I feel like this is like, as you get older, like you get to a place between like wanting to like mind your own business, but also like wanting to say what's right.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything. And like, I was mad at myself for it.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know. You could like say something to the people in charge of the business. Cause it's kind of like,
I know, but then I have to,
it's their job to enforce the rules.
But then I have to give these like really sweet ladies who are just minding their own business the task of talking to like this big man.
Yeah. You should have just been like a big man and been like, hey, can it.
Honestly though, it lacked such self-awareness. It took such fucking balls. I'm telling you, only like a big man would do that.
And then also it just begs the question, like, should men be getting pedicures? Should a man go in there with his big feet?
It's a place for the girlies, the gays and the girlies. Like, honestly, him walking in there was a violation of my safe space.
Yeah, even though it's worth mentioning also that my husband gets pedicures.
I was just going to say, it's worth mentioning, Ben loves a nail salon. He'll always go and get a back rub. He'll get a leg rub. He thinks like nail salon massages are better than like a 5-star hotel. Like,
yeah.
When he'll come home from work, I'm like, why are you home so late? Like, your meeting ended 30 minutes ago. Oh, I just stopped by the nail salon to get my back. Ben will spend $20 for a 15-minute back rub any time of day.
Yeah. So I want my husband to have like nice looking feet every once in a while.
But not if you can't handle the responsibility. But
they should have it at the barber shop. They shouldn't come into our space with those big feet.
No, and I always feel bad for whatever technician is assigned to the man's feet. Like, all feet are gross, but like,
they have to get out the chainsaw.
Yeah, like, it's next level.
Yeah.
And he was just sitting there with like his legs spread. Like, he was like so, honestly, the gall. The whole experience like was ruined, like my 30 minutes to myself. And it really just made me think.
About what?
About what we're talking about. How like, this is a protected space.
Yeah.
Like, and
but you didn't
and
stand up for your rights, Turdy.
I didn't. But I do feel good about the fact that like when Ben goes into a nail salon without me, he knows how to behave. Because his intro to nail salons were with me.
I mean, women do it too. Women do it too. Yappity yap yap.
I don't know. This was next level. Like, it was next level gall. Gall only a man would have. In a woman's space.
In a woman's space. Well, next time you'll say something.
Yeah, no, I regretted not, but I thought I was being really obvious. I literally kept staring at him, looking at the side and looking back. Like,
he's not looking at your eyes.
No, he was, every time I looked at him, he looked at me. Like, he knew I was coming for him. He was just waiting for me to say something.
And you should have. And I didn't. You backed down.
I know. I backed down. I regret it. I do.
Next time. You'll get him next time. How are your nails and toes looking? Probably better than mine.
Oh, gorgeous. Oh my God, it feels so good to go from being an ogre. I can't even tell you the last time I got a pedicure because it's like winter. And I think for my trip to Belize in December, I honestly was like, fuck it. So I think it was summer when I got a pedicure.
No, we got pedicures together when you were here in December. Yeah, we both got gel pedicures. Remember, we sat next to each other. We had a good time.
Yeah, no, I remember. That must be my last pedicure. It's not that long ago. December. 4 months.
That's mine last too. But I'm getting a pedicure on Thursday. But they didn't have time for a manicure. Plus, I sliced my fingers, so I'm not really in a position to get a manicure without burning my fingers off.
What do finger band-aids remind you of?
Now, these days, they remind me of Michaela. But I feel like for you, they remind you of Spy Kids.
Junie Cortez, who's married to Meghan Trainor, and they're also pregnant. She's part of your pregnancy crew.
Yes. Yes, she is.
She's on with number two.
Yes, she is.
Have you heard her new song? She's kind of getting dragged for it.
What is it? It's not the one, I could have my Gucci.
No, that's like old now. And she released a song called Mother.
Oh.
But, okay, so it, like, people are like, she's.
Hold on.
People are saying she's like really writing music for TikTok now, and it's like so obvious. But then there's also an argument to be made, like Meghan Trainor's music has always been that way, and TikTok is just the perfect place for her to promote her music, and it's why she's so popular on TikTok.
No, it's like when you're an artist, you have to be writing for TikTok, but then if you write for TikTok, like you're slammed for writing for TikTok, like.
And that really is her genre has not changed like since All About That Bass. Like she really does that like bubblegum pop. But some of the lyrics in this chorus are like a little cringe.
So if she's getting slammed for the lyrics or the beat?
Both. But it, the chorus goes like this. I am your mother. You listen to me. Stop all that mansplaining. Yeah, the mansplaining wasn't great.
Wait.
Tell me who told you permission to speak. I am your mother. You listen to me. You're just a bum 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 bum. Actually, like that she sampled that bum. It didn't say. Honestly, people are overreacting to it, and it's so Meghan Trainor. Like, leave her alone.
Okay, but I'm searching, and she has a song called Mom, but it doesn't have the lyrics that you're talking about.
Oh, sorry, the song's not out yet. She just teased the chorus on TikTok.
Oh, okay.
I am your mother. You listen to me.
So you could see
stop
people
stop all
like,
that mansplaining. Yeah, putting mansplaining in the chorus of your song is never going to be a way to win my heart over, but there's an audience for everything.
I don't know. She might have gone too far.
Right. She may have girl bossed a little too close to the
sun. She might have talked too close to the sun. Do you see that TikTok might be getting banned?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we've been saying China. That for like years, but there's a bill that's like going the distance.
Yeah, like a few years ago, like there was actually a chance, but then somebody bought
a
it.
A deal
like
was made, like
company.
An American company.
Oracle.
Did they were the ones? And they said, yeah. Like, we'll take over US TikTok.
Yeah.
And then all was quiet. But now it's apparently like a big enough security threat again that a bill is going the distance.
I've seen the argument for why it should be banned. And like, I do agree, but like, I'm not going to be okay if it is.
I think
like,
you'll
obsessed.
Be amazing.
No, you guys, like, I'm torn between, you know, what the heart wants and what the heart needs.
And you're saying from, like, a content consumption perspective? Because don't you feel like a part of you would be relieved that you don't have to run in this rat race anymore that's been, like, had this chokehold over you for years?
Like, kind of. But, like, I'm starting to have success. So, like, now they're going to ban it?
No.
I watched.
I'm going to your TikTok. How many followers do you have?
Like, 240K. And like, I'm making money on it like a bitch. Like, girls gotta eat.
Oh, you're making money. I mean, compared to like other creators and the fact that like TikTok is their number one moneymaker. Like,
oh, it wouldn't affect me.
No.
No, it's oh, it's yeah, like, yeah. It's at this point, it's like supplemental disposable income. It's not like the core of my business. I think if it did go away, like a lot of influencers would be screwed. But I did watch this 60-minute segment all about, you know, China and TikTok and the youth, and you know, a good case was made. So
I think it's a good case. I think it should go, and I think it would be best like, for everyone on so many levels. And I know nobody
mental
wants
health.
To hear that. And like the good news is we have reels. Like you could,
it's so true.
Like someone made a joke, like where will I get all my recipes from if TikTok goes away? And it's like, I get my recipes on reels, come hang out. Like it's.
Yeah, no. And maybe now reels people won't be getting everything 6 months later because everyone will be on reels.
Yeah. And like, you could still create all the stuff that you were doing. Like people who were TikTok creators only have to do it on reels now. Like it would actually be the most disruptive thing that's ever happened to social media.
It would honestly be very similar to Instagram video depleting Vine. That was like a cultural shift.
No, but like Vine organically became irrelevant. Nothing.
It really happened in like a week.
No, but like because the people spoke. Like TikTok is more pervasive than Vine ever was. Yes. It is literally yes. all consuming for people, not yeah. just even kids, kids, teens, adults, everyone. And yeah. for it to just one day at the peak of its popularity be gone, like we wouldn't talk about anything else for literally weeks.
No, Scandoval would be over in a second.
That's what Scandoval needs. He should be on the House floor advocating for this bill.
Lobbying against TikTok. Yeah. yeah. So I just feel like we've been talking about like TikTok's going away for so long. I know there is like actual legislation now. It just doesn't feel like it ever actually will be gone, but it might be.
It might be. So if you...
No, and you know what? We were literally talking last week about like what we can do for mental health. And to be honest, like I would miss TikTok desperately. And I feel like I have a pretty good grasp on my mental health when it comes to social media. But like everyone else, like it gets to you. I think it would be really good for everyone, honestly.
I think it would be really good for everyone, really good for the country, have really good ripple effects. More people like might go outside, might yeah. talk to people in person.
Yeah.
I think it would be great. So we shall see.
We shall see. Shall we see?
And it has shall. Bipartisan support. So
right now,
I don't know. It could really happen. So if you're a creator focused on TikTok, you might want to diversify.
Start a podcast.
Get your reels. Start posting reels before time's out.
Start a YouTube channel.
Yeah. Have something else for the talkers to go to. Because remember the yeah. last time it almost went down? Everyone started being like, follow me on Instagram. Like, but yeah. there's not that craze right now.
No, because it was like, fool me once. It was fool me once. It's like, nobody feels like it's ever actually really going to stop.
Yeah.
Like, the last time we got really, really close, like, the president was talking about it. Like, it was literally 60 days.
60 days. Yeah, there was a countdown.
It didn't even happen then. So I think people are like, all right, it's the boy who cried TikTok, you know?
Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see.
Okay, well, let's get into the mindless stories that you need to know before you wake up and have an amazing day.
Good one.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to just try to be positive?
You
want to
try again? You want to try it again?
No, like... Even though it okay. was a little clunky, it's a good message.
I stand by the message. I completely agree. Today's, you know, good message is brought to you by Boll & Branch. Stay cozy all winter long with a set of buttery soft sheets from Boll & Branch. They're made with 100% organic cotton threads that get softer after every wash. So however you're spending this winter season, make sure you're getting your best sleep with a set of buttery soft sheets from Boll & Branch. They're made with the softest 100% organic cotton you've ever felt. It's the kind of quality you'll feel immediately. You guys know we've been raving about Boll & Branch for years now. And if you haven't taken our advice, like, what are you doing? And if you have taken our advice, you're welcome. You're probably sleeping amazing with your buttery soft 100% organic cotton sheets. We are. My house at home, my house at Jackie's house. All, we're a Boll & Branch home through and through. They are temperature regulated. Like, I get really hot. Even in winter, I get hot in my sleep and I find that I stay really cool. And while Ben is more of like a cold sleeper, his temperature is regulated too. They're the highest quality threads on earth. Their sheets are made from slow-grown organic cotton for a superior softness and a better night's sleep. They're loved by millions of followers. They've been loved by 3 U.S. presidents, and they have over 10,000 rave reviews. They're designed to feel incredible for all sleepers. They're made without toxins, without pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals. Their sheets fit the deepest of mattresses and are labeled with a top and bottom tag, so making your bed is easier than ever. That's like a nice little thing Boll & Branch does in their fitted sheet. When you look at the corner, it's like, bitch, this goes on top, bitch, this goes on bottom. Yeah. Like, thank you. How many times have you put your fitted sheet on wrong and like literally started getting under boob sweat just to switch it? Get the most out of bedtime with Boll & Branch sheets. Get 15% off your first order when you use promo code TOAST at BollAndBranch.com. Exclusions apply. See site for details. That's Boll & Branch, BOLLAND, Branch.com. Promo code TOAST. Today's episode is also brought to you by Sundays. Sundays is healthy. And if you love your dog as much as Jax and I love Bryce and Stryce, mm-hmm. then you know how important it is to say yes to healthy dog food that's easy to store and easy to serve. Sundays is air-dried dog food made from a short list of human-grade ingredients. Sundays was co-founded by Dr. Tori, who's a practicing veterinarian. It contains 90% meat, 10% vegetables, and 0% synthetic nutrients. Zero. Besides USDA beef and all-natural chicken, you'll find digestive aids like pumpkin and ginger, plus disease-fighting antioxidants. Dog parents report noticeable health improvements in their pups, including softer fur, fresher breath, better poops, and more energy. The fresher breath is a real problem. Theo has what me and Ben like to call duty breath, and it's because for so long we were feeding him just like crap, dry ass crap. But Sundays is a great, great alternative Unlike other fresh dog food, Sundaes is zero prep, zero mess, and zero stress. It's shelf-stable, which makes it easy to feed your pup top-quality food, and every order ships right to your door, so you'll never worry about running out of dog food again. It also costs 40% less than other healthy dog food brands because Sundaes doesn't waste money shipping frozen packages. Instead, they spend on what matters, which is sourcing the best all-natural ingredients for your pup. We worked out a special deal with for our dog-loving listeners. Get 35% off your first order of Sundaes when you go to sundaesfordogs.com/toast. Or use code TOAST at checkout. That's sundaesfordogs.com/toast. Upgrade your pup to Sundaes and feel good about the food you're feeding your dog.
Thank you, Claudia.
Your dogs are gay.
I've been stalking your TikTok.
Why?
Just to see what's going on.
Oh, what do you find?
Right now I'm down from like when you were in Florida and I'm in the videos because I found that to be quite titillating. But I was going to say, like, I feel like, are you shadow banned? Like some of your videos are like there's one that has like.
This one that has what?
184 plays.
Which one? Oh, because, okay, like tell me you've never been on TikTok without telling me. It's friends only. It's like close friends.
Among your close friends?
Well, close friends is like who you follow and follows you back. So you can't really control. I actually don't like it. I never really post to close friends. Because just because I follow someone doesn't mean I want them to see my innermost thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's a pretty decent formula. It's okay. It's something.
It's something.
I love close friends. Even though I don't use it that often, I love the concept.
Yeah, okay, so what else, Shadowban bitch?
Oh, sorry. That our reels of like the toast are not doing what they used to do.
Yeah, no, I definitely think when we first started posting, every once in a while, like, one pops off. Mm-hmm. But now they get, like, 50 to 75K unless there's, like, a major moment. And then, like, last week, TikTok was, like, weirdly down. And, like, videos were getting, like, 5 and 10 views. It was actually kind of weird. I don't know what happened. Yeah, suspicious.
Did you post the Scandoval TikTok?
Yeah, that's the one. That's my most recent TikTok.
I see.
Yeah.
Very fun stuff.
Yeah, I love TikTok.
Yeah. I can't wait to see all these videos on Reels.
Yeah, you'll be waiting sometime.
Oh my gosh, what happened to all my tabs? Turdy Lou, I don't know how to use this godforsaken iPad. Oh my gosh. Hold on, for real. Okay, here, we'll I found pause. It. Okay, thank God. Oh. First story, all the updates in the Scandoval. One, Tom Sandoval makes a late night visit to Raquel's apartment amid the affair scandal. Tom made sure to check in with Raquel after Ariana dumped him after she found out about their months-long affair. The Vanderpump Rules star was spotted making an after-hours visit to Raquel's LA apartment on Saturday night, just one day after their affair made headlines. Despite trying to stay under the radar in an all-black outfit and a baseball hat, he was photographed walking into the building while looking down at his phone. Raquel has not been seen since all of this started. Also, TMZ claimed that this late night rendezvous was not filmed, though everything that they're doing right now is being filmed. Sandoval's rep insisted that he and Raquel shot a scene together for the Bravo series before the reality TV star left through a private exit.
Mm.
I think that they're filming everything though, but.
Yeah, no, I mean, I have to imagine Tom Sandoval would only, and like Raquel too, would only agree to let him come over and like make this a whole wave of news if they were filming a scene together. Like that's a reason why you would get together.
That's true. But I also felt like I was glad that he was checking in on her, you know, because they're like these two, like obviously what they did was so horrible, but like who can she turn to right now? She has no one. And it's like, I feel like if they turn on each other, which is why I said yesterday, I hope that they do stay together. That would be like one positive outcome out of this, as opposed to them blowing up their lives for absolutely nothing.
Yeah, no, they have to get married at this point.
Yeah, so I hope that he was checking on her because even though he seems to be fine, as you say, and like probably a part of him loves the attention,
most people would not be okay right now. Yeah, no, she's probably struggling way more than he is because he's, like we said, deeply unwell. Tom and Ariana, I believe, filmed a scene together yesterday as well.
Yes, and so what came out of that, the rumors is that like he pretty much like gaslit her into explaining why. While he was explaining why he didn't tell her about the affair, saying that like he didn't want to cause like mental health issues for her, and just like coming up with all these excuses as to why he didn't tell her about it. Because,
and apparently Kristen Doty also filmed a scene with Ariana.
Really?
And you know what? I know she's been fired, but like this girl deserves her comeuppance. Like she deserves to be vindicated. And after now it will have been like 8 years, she is gonna get her moment.
Yeah. Oh, that's.
And I'm happy for her.
That's so interesting.
She's also going on Sheena's. We were talking about Sheena's podcast. Sheena's having Lala and Kristen Doty on her podcast this week.
And she couldn't.
Sheena doesn't miss a beat.
She couldn't get Ariana.
No, I'm sure she tried.
And Lala's having someone. Maybe Sheena. Mm. I'm sure they're all just like, on the one hand, they're there for Ariana. And apparently, I read Ariana hasn't been alone for 1 second since all of this happened. Like,
good.
Her friends are there for her. But also, like, for the whole ecosystem that comes from Vanderpump Rules, everyone's podcast, everyone's Instagram, everyone's stories, yeah. Like, everyone is doing the most here.
Yeah. I do feel also, like, obviously Tom Sandoval, a lot of the fans have turned against him. I feel like a lot of them are turning against Schwartz, too. Like, just because they're, like, this dynamic duo, and it, like, also, it makes people question, like, what was this whole Schwartz and Raquel thing? Was Schwartz involved in covering this up?
So, one of the other parts of the stories, Andy addressed, like, hit this, I guess, on his show, and talked about, like, some of the red flags that, at the time, he didn't think of it as anything, but now he sees it, like, in context. So he says that he noticed red flags before the affair reveal. He said he was surprised on Wednesday, just hours before the news broke, that Raquel said on Watch What Happens Live that she thought Sandoval was cuter than Schwartz, whom with whom she'd previously kissed. He said, I looked up and said to Raquel, oh, you said Sandoval, And then they moved on. But then during the commercial break, Sheena asked Raquel to explain her answer. Sheena said to, I guess Sheena's antenna was up, and Sheena said to Raquel, you know, I only picked Sandoval because I knew you were going to pick Schwartz. And then Raquel said, well, Sandoval has abs, and kind of shrugged. So, you know, that was interesting.
Ooh, that's fucking weird. I feel like she actually, like, probably slipped.
No, I think if this is the person that, like, she loves, like, she's not gonna slight him on air. Like,
it's an affair. Like, they have to be somewhat subtle.
Yeah, but they got away with it, and they were so brazen.
And people think she's currently dating Schwartz. That whole thing happened 2 weeks ago
with the picture.
She took a picture with Schwartz outside Schwartz and Sandy's. What the fuck was that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's also making me really suspicious of Tom Schwartz.
Yeah. Well, I think he was kind of a pawn, but wait. Andy also emphasized that at the time he didn't think twice about it, but after the news broke about the affair, he messaged Sheena. Yeah. Imagine, like, Sheena, best day of her life, Andy messaged her.
Best day of her fucking life.
He messaged Sheena to get more details on the interaction, but he didn't divulge specifically what Sheena told him. He said, I thought it was odd. Then he discussed when Sandoval and Schwartz were on Watch What Happens Live on February 8th. He said when Schwartz was on with Sandoval on premiere night, there was some odd energy between them. Schwartz was looking at Sandoval the entire time, almost for guidance on answers. His feelings on the odd episode led him to wonder, when did Schwartz find out about this?
I just want to say Schwartz, like, looking to Sandoval for answers is not, like, the most new thing. Schwartz is, like, spineless. He's kind of, like, a dope. I think that was part of the reason his marriage fell apart. Like, I feel like that's actually, like, who he is. He's always like, what do I do?
Yes, but in Tom's statement, he said Schwartz only found out about this very recently. I feel like he could have known about this when they were filming Watch What Happens Live. And it's like, if the questions I didn't watch your episode, but if the questions that were being asked were about Schwartz and Raquel, and Schwartz knows that Sandoval is actually with Raquel, how do I answer these questions?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a maze. And then Andy also brought up another tidbit of Raquel and Ariana all watching Sandoval's band perform during BravoCon in October. He said, I was at that show and I'm standing there and Raquel's standing behind me and Ariana's in front of me and you can see how they're both looking at Sandoval. It's wild. He revealed that he learned about the affair on Thursday, just one day after Raquel and Sheena appeared on his late night talk show. He said that he found the revelation disturbing, shocking, and upsetting. And he also confirmed that Bravo cameras have been filming the whole ordeal and will play out before the reunion, which films in 2 weeks.
Good.
Airs.
Good.
Yes. Then also he addressed, a lot of fans are calling for Andy to fire Raquel over this.
Oh, no, it's finally good.
I know, but he said that he has no plans to do anything because he's no longer involved in Vanderpump Rules besides being a huge fan and hosting the reunions. He said that he has not worked on Pump Rules since season 6 or 7 before reiterating, I'm only the reunion guy. But some literal unhinged fans are like, Tom and Raquel, this was a tweet. Tom and Raquel should be fired for manipulating and fabricating false storylines to keep this dark secret. They tried to outsmart production and withhold their true personal lives and still collect their check. This is aside from ruining everyone they love for sport.
These are the same people who are like, Jen Shah shouldn't be fired, even though she's like an actual criminal who defrauded the vulnerable members of our communities. And this is also like part of the reason why I can't watch Bravo anymore. The fans are so toxic. I actually think they're on par with like Selenators, like teeny bopper, like
grown
those
up.
Psychotic
they're
fandoms.
The Selenators yeah. grown up.
Grown up. I can't with Bravo fans. They're so not okay.
Yeah, no, it's moronic to think that these two people who, while committing, doing something so egregious, actually just saved the show that they should now be fired. But what's going to happen if we like go down this road is that Raquel and Tom, whether or not they stay together or not, will be naturally alienated from the group.
Yes.
Nobody will want to hang out with them. Nobody will want to film with them. The ties yeah. that bind will not be there. And so once the dust settles from all of this,
yes.
I don't know what their place will be. But it reminded me of something that you said yesterday about this being the Vanderpump of yore, because that's what would happen in the early seasons. Like, remember Kristen hooked up with Jax, who's Stassi's mm-hmm. best friend and boyfriend, and you would think these people will never get over this, but like the Vanderpump crew like gets over stuff. So even though this is the worst crime that's ever been committed, they get over the unthinkable over there.
I know. So I could see a world in which like they all film together for years to come, or like really organically, Raquel and Tom, if they stay together, like naturally fizzle out of the group, because that's how normal human beings would handle it. But Vanderpump Rules is on another level.
No, and they've always been like just so forgiving of crimes that most people could never forgive from a friend.
Yeah.
And a partner.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, the idea that these two should be fired for this is probably one of the dumbest things I've ever heard any human being say. Generations are getting so invested starting Vanderpump Rules from the beginning. This is the best thing that ever could happen to the show. And while, yes, on a human level, it's deplorable what they did, on an entertainment level, the idea that they should be fired is fucking moronic. And people are so dumb.
People are so dumb.
Dumb.
Dumb, dumb, dumb. Like, that's what we watch reality TV for, like bad behavior.
Duh.
We didn't watch, you know, we're not going to see like a bunch of saints doing charity.
No, and it's like back in the day before Bravo had like a really toxic fan base and Vanderpump Rules was just getting started, like nobody would have ever called for Kristen to have been fired when she slept with Jax. That was like the best thing ever.
No, unless we not forget Vanderpump Rules started with
Sheena
having a conversation with her ex-boyfriend's wife.
From Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Honestly, I feel like everyone remembers where they were when the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills episode ended and Sheena was just a waitress, and then she walked into the restaurant and the first episode of Vanderpump Rules began and she was a reality star.
Yeah.
That was a moment in time.
It was. And that's like where we started. So we're not so far off in terms of, you know, you didn't come to True. The show looking for pious human beings. We started
right.
with an with extramarital Brandy. Affair.
We did.
Marital.
A woman with kids, like,
yeah.
that was next level.
Yeah, this is the show about the mistress. Don't forget what you're watching.
Is there anyone on the show who hasn't cheated or been cheated on?
I don't think Katie ever cheated on Schwartz.
But she has been cheated on, remember? Your man made out with my friend.
Yes, yes, yes. But, like, she is pious.
No, I'm saying cheated or cheated
was
on.
Was there any relationship that was kosher the whole way through, you're asking?
Yeah, we just found out James and Raquel wasn't.
Right. Obviously, Lala and Randall wasn't.
Tom and Ariana wasn't. Tom and Katie wasn't. Jackson Stassi wasn't.
Jackson Brittany wasn't.
Oh, Jackson Brittany wasn't. What's wrong with these people?
I don't know.
Is there a single? So far, Brock and Sheena are good, but we don't know. But yeah, they're pretty kosher.
Yeah, I think if something happened, someone would let us know.
Did Sheena and Shay break up for infidelity or just because like, he was dead weight?
He was dead weight, stealing her money, I think, like,
yeah,
other stuff.
That was crazy to hear Sheena talk about her divorce.
Yeah.
It's been a wild ride and it's just starting over again.
Yes, exactly. So we'll keep you posted. I mean, I think everybody, oh, sorry, there was one other big piece of the story, which was that Raquel's lawyers have yes. sent out statements to the cast because her intimate FaceTime with session with Tom says that she says it was recorded without permission. So the word on the street is that the video that Ariana saw on Tom's phone was a screen recorded sex FaceTime between Tom and Raquel. And then I guess that video like disseminated through the friend group, but it was recorded without Raquel's permission. Mm-hmm. So Raquel says the intimate FaceTime session she had with Tom Sandoval that ultimately led to Tom's split with Ariana was recorded without her permission, and she's gotten her lawyers involved to warn everyone about sharing it. Raquel's lawyers fired off a letter Monday to several cast members and friends warning that the recording was done illegally without Raquel's knowledge or consent. Her attorney cited a revenge porn law in the California Penal Code outlining non-consensual photography, making it a crime to invade someone's privacy and disseminate such material. What's more, the letter warns any distribution of the recording, whether posted on social media or forwarded to another person, would be a violation. The letter doesn't specifically accuse Tom of illegally recording the conversation, but sources who have seen the video tell us it's only the two of them on the call.
Right.
The lawyers order anyone in possession of the recording to promptly delete it from their phones, the cloud, or any other manner or method in which the recording may exist. The letter ended with stern words of caution saying this matter should be taken very seriously.
Well, I agree with that. Like, yes. You know, nobody should be sharing that around, even though this is like a crazy situation. It's still wrong. But not her, like, not blaming Tom, you know?
Yeah, it's weird. It's like half of the illegal activity was it being recorded without her consent. And like that.
Right, it wouldn't exist if it weren't for
her boyfriend,
him.
I guess.
Right.
You could call him.
And so it's like, how could you really even continue to date someone like that when they have done something that's such a violation of your trust?
Yeah.
But they have to stay together.
Yeah.
I just honestly, I don't even know how Raquel could be attracted. I don't know how anyone could be attracted to Tom Sandoval. His personality, even if you think he's like good looking, like in terms of physical attributions, one word out of his mouth and he's the ugliest motherfucker on the planet.
Yeah. I don't even know what he looks like anymore because I only see his insides. That's how I am about people though.
That's so true. Like, I only see his insides.
I don't know if he's objectively handsome because I only like, and that's how I feel about like people on shows in general, but when it comes to Tom and Tom, though, like, I feel like Schwartz is more handsome.
Much more.
But is that just because I'm only seeing his insides, which are more handsome than his insides?
No, his insides aren't even that great.
No, not that great, but, like, they're nicer looking than Tom Sandoval's.
Tom is very conventionally handsome, like the classic standard of beauty.
Schwartz. Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I can't see.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. But he's definitely always been, like, one of the more handsome people on the show.
Okay, but they both said in the thing that Tom Sandoval is better looking. But I guess Sheena only said it.
But now we know why. It wasn't because they thought it.
Yeah.
Sheena was trying to be nice, right? I know Raquel's going to say Schwartz, so let me say Sandoval, so it's like a tie. That was actually a really thoughtful thing.
Yeah.
For Sheena to do.
Sheena's always really thoughtful when it comes to the guys in the group.
Yeah, and that's what makes her so fucking toxic. Like a girl, oh, I couldn't care less. Tom Schwartz needs me. Let me run in my car for 2 hours to get to his house 3 times this week.
Literally. It's funny how
me energy.
The Scandoval is splashing onto Tom Schwartz, but for us, it's splashing onto Sheena.
Onto Sheena. Well, it's showing a lot of people's true colors because, like, you can tell, you really do. Like, you can, and it sucks, but, like, you are who you associate with.
Yeah.
So, like, this whole time, what we're watching on TV, Sheena's up Raquel Schwartz and Sandoval's ass. Red alert, red flag, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Alert.
Anyways, I mean, I really hope people should not be sharing this video. Like, she's obviously done something really bad, but, like, nobody deserves this. That's such a violation. And
this is a check in Dumois' column because Dumois had a blind item that, like, her crisis PR team was fired. They hired a new company and, like, they were taking the angle of, like, playing the victim in revenge porn, even though I don't know if it's not necessarily playing the victim because she is a victim of revenge porn here. But this is exactly what Dumois said her first kind of statement was going to be.
But then Dumois also said that they were going to play the angle of, like, they are not going to stay together. Raquel is going to act like she was, like, manipulated and a victim of Tom's in, like, falling for him.
Maybe this is the first step in that.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all just kind of waiting to see, like, if Raquel says anything, puts out a statement. There's really nothing she could say at this point. I don't know what I would advise
Honestly,
her.
I would have more respect if she stayed with him.
Yeah,
you made this horrible decision.
Of course. She should stay
be
with him.
Scrupled.
Especially if she loves him. Don't break up with him because we're all mad. Like,
right, no. Like, you knew how horrible this was when you were doing it. So you obviously have strong feelings and, like, you were okay with it. So now that it's blown up, like, stand by your decision.
Yeah. I was thinking about yesterday, like, what's a way that this could have been made okay? Like, say you fall in love with your girlfriend's best friend. You guys start having an affair. What
your
do you
girlfriend
do?
Finding out, like, is the worst possible scenario. So I think anything would have been better. Him coming clean
him
with
coming
Raquel.
Yes.
That would have been better. I think maybe him realizing he's in love with her and not having an affair, but breaking up with Ariana and being truthful that he's having feelings for someone else. Like, they all would have been bad, but they all would have been better.
Yeah, but you also know there's, like, the rumors that they're going to play out this season on the show that Tom and Ariana were in an open relationship.
Right.
So if you're having feelings for someone else in an open relationship, is that kosher? Of course, when it's a friend, it's a different sort of thing.
I think the first rule of open relationships is when you start to catch feelings, like, it has to be addressed. Either, like, you guys have to break up or you can't see that person anymore. Like, that's the number one rule of open relationships is, like, no feelings.
Yeah. And then I think if you start to catch feelings, like, they should have went to Ariana. He should have ended things. And then they should have started a relationship together if that's what they wanted. Like, it still would have been unbelievable and messy, but it wouldn't have been as twisted and dark as this is.
There's no great way to handle it, but this was the worst by far, having Ariana find out by accident on her own.
After 7 months.
Yeah.
7 months. That's a long time.
So much
to
time.
Be a big fat
you know
liar.
You're in love with someone after 3 months.
That's a long time to be a big liar. And it's psychopathic.
Yeah. It's psychopathic. It's diabolical.
Yeah. So that's the update of today. We'll keep you posted, peeps.
Peeps.
Moving on. Some more relationship news.
Is it the more relationship news that's brought to you by Stamps.com?
It could only be.
2023 is already well underway, so don't wait any longer to level up your small business and set up your year for success. Get ahead of the competition by using Stamps.com to mail and ship. Stamps.com lets you print your own postage and shipping labels right from your home or office. It's ready to go in minutes so you can get back to running your business sooner. You guys know Jackie and I are always going to be out here hyping up brands that help you not leave your house. And Stamps.com, whatever your business needs are for your small business, they're going to make it so easy, because I feel like shipping and mailing is probably one of the worst parts about running a business. And being able to print labels right from your computer at home, schedule everything from your home laptop, is a next level game changing thing. For 25 years, Stamps.com has been an indispensable resource for over 1 million businesses. And the postage rates just went up again, but luckily Stamps.com has the best discounts in the industry, with rates that you can't find anywhere else, like up to 84% off USPS and UPS rates. Plus, Stamps.com automatically tells you the cheapest and fastest shipping options. So if you sell products online, Stamps.com seamlessly connects with every major marketplace and shopping cart. So there's no lines, no traffic, no waiting, because you do it all right from your computer. Set up your business for success when you get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code TOAST for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. There's no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code TOAST, that's T-O-A-S-T, at Stamps.com. Today's episode is also brought to you by The Perfect Bar. Looking for a protein bar that actually tastes good? Well, look no further than Perfect Bar. With their lineup of fresh-from-the-fridge protein bars, Perfect Bar is exactly what you've been looking for. No chalky artificial aftertaste here. Made with freshly ground nut butter, organic honey, and 20 organic superfoods, Perfect Bar has a variety of products like protein bars, little snack size bars that are also good and good for you. You'll be sure to find something you love. Hey, Jax, what's your favorite Perfect Bar flavor?
Ooh, I love the peanut butter with the chocolate. Yum.
And you keep it in the fridge so it's nice and, like, cold, and the chocolate's a little hard. It's really nice.
It really feels like a candy bar, but it's so much better for you. They're so filling. I actually have to eat them so slowly because they're just packed with nutrition. And that's even a snack size bar. So the bigger ones just are seriously meal replacements. They're so healthy and they're so tasty.
The snack size are packed up to 6 grams of proteins and 150 calories, so a little goes a long way. They're made with whole food ingredients. They contain no artificial preservatives, and that's why they're stored in the fridge, which makes you feel really good about everything you're putting into your body. You can grab one after a workout for a quick bite while you're out holiday shopping, or just, you know, to feel good about what you're snacking on. Perfect Bar knows it'll be love at first bite, so for a limited time, they're offering you a chance to try their refrigerated protein bars for free. Here's how it works. Sign up for email or text and upload a picture of your receipt from your local grocery store, and they'll reimburse you for the cost of one bar. It'll go directly into your Venmo or PayPal account, which is pretty cool. All you have to do is go to perfectsnacks.com/toast to get a free Perfect Bar today. That's perfectsnacks.com/toast to get a free Perfect Bar today. Happy snacking. Like, that's what we do here at the Toast. Want a free snack? Here's how.
Yeah, we're going to find a way to get you a free snack if it's the last thing we do.
We are going to find. So true.
Some relationship news. Avril Lavigne and Tyga confirmed their relationship with a kiss. Haven't you heard how they rock each other's world? Yeah, that's a great opening for this page six article. Avril Lavigne and Tyga confirmed their rumored romance with lots of PDA on Monday during a Paris Fashion Week event. The rocker and the rapper were photographed kissing and holding hands at the Mugler ex Hunter Schaefer party. At one point, Tyga, who was notably wearing baggy clothes, put one arm around Avril's neck and grabbed the bottom of her face with his other hand. The musicians could not wipe the smiles off their faces as they shared multiple smooches in front of lots of people. They walked hand in hand through the crowd with him leading the way. Lots of PDA, lots of cameras. So this is very much their coming out moment. Since we reported their thing at Nobu, it was unclear if they were, you know, collabing, dating. She was
still engaged
to Mod Sun. He didn't know they were no longer engaged. His rep at the time said they were together and engaged as of 3 days ago when he left for tour. So if anything has changed, that's news to him. And damn. Then he addressed the breakup on his Instagram, saying his entire life completely changed over the course of 1 week. I just know there's a plan for it all. I'll keep my head up and always listen to my heart, even when it feels broken.
Oh, that's sad. I feel like there's probably more that we don't know. I don't think Avril just like bounces from an engagement. Like, I feel like he's kind of being manipulative.
Also,
that's just, like, a vibe I'm getting.
So Tyga and Avril are like lovey-dovey in Paris right now. And that is where Mod Sun and her got engaged.
Oh, that's tough. I feel like this is the weirdest couple of all time. Like, I can't get over it. And honestly, just seeing Avril Lavigne at Paris Fashion Week is like also so random.
Yeah, she's like front row. She's a fashion girly. What's so crazy is that if this was a man doing this who left his fiance just one day, who thought they were together and then was spotted with someone else like traipsing around Paris, they would be finished.
Yeah.
But for me, it's just like another that, like, day of Avril.
But I also think it's like, these are three famous people who I feel like nobody cares about. Like, for real. Like, I'm not going to get invested and be like, poor Mod Sun or go Avril. Like, these are three people.
You're
like,
not going to say poor Mod Sun?
No, I'm not. Like, I quite literally could not care less. And the only reason I find this story even remotely interesting, because what an odd pairing. Like, this rocker. I just find them really odd. I actually found Avril and Mod Sun to be like a couple I could digest because they literally look alike. Like, they're both rockers. But, like, Tyga is just so random to me these days. Like, post-Kardashian. He's not really a rapper anymore. He's, like, an OnlyFans. Like, I just find them so bizarre.
No, and what's so weird is I wonder if they ever met as the plus ones of Kylie and Brody.
Right. Avril Lavigne
used to date Brody Jenner. And then Tyga used to date Kylie.
At the same time.
Yeah, at the same time. They were both in really long-term relationships with both of them. So I wonder if Kylie and Brody are texting now, like, what the fuck?
You know what? I hope that they are, because that's actually really funny.
Really funny.
And just, like, another, you know, proof that everything revolves around the Kardashians.
Yeah, this in
everything in Hollywood.
This in particular.
Oh, speaking of, another thing from Chris Rock's special that we talked about yesterday that I really liked was how much respect he put on the Kardashians.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone goes, it's like such a, like, an obvious, like, cheap way to get jokes. Like, the Kardashians, like, they love to fuck guys. Like, ho, ho, ho. But I feel like he actually was really respectful of them.
Yes and no. But his overall thesis on them was really funny.
Yeah, how, like, Kris Jenner is the Statue of Liberty. Like, anyone who comes into her home,
she welcomes with, like, open arms.
Bipolar rapper, Kanye? Sure. Crackhead?
Basketball player?
Sure. And then how open they were with Caitlyn. Like, I actually thought it was a pretty complimentary.
Yes.
And it's just, especially in comedy, like, everyone goes, like, for the jugular, like, Kardashians. Like, it's, like, so, and everyone laughs. It's, like, so cheap. And I was, like, ready for him to do that. And he did it. And I actually really respected
that. It was a fresh take.
It's a fresh take, and you know what? You have to be a lot funnier and more creative to come up with complimentary jokes, because everyone's always doing, like, ragging on the Kardashians. There's so much material out there.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah.
And this is good. I wonder what happened with Mod Sun, but not really. But obviously something more happened than her just, like, deciding one day they're not engaged and running to Paris with Tyga.
Because she's, like, a long-term relationship girly. She's not, like, a bop-around-the-world kind of girl.
No,
like,
she's
I'm
not.
Sure she ended it, or they had, like, a big fight. Like, I'm sure something happened, and he's like, what?
Yeah. Poor Mod Sun. Like,
I don't care.
I only know that Mod Sun is famous because I've been told about him.
Yes, exactly.
Because everyone, like, he's in headlines, and it's Mod Sun. But I have no idea who he is.
I know I knew him. My first intro to him was he was like dating Bella Thorne.
My first intro to him before he dated Bella Thorne, he dated Hannah Beth, who won House of DVF. You wouldn't know her.
That's so fucking random.
Yeah. Yeah. That's me. A show I liked. Yeah. Didn't make it.
House of DVF. Never came back. Never to be seen again.
Oh, good times.
Good times.
Are you ready for our next story?
Yeah.
Some more canceled television news, but not for
is
long.
This our fourth story?
Third, Turdy Lou.
Oh, wow.
Hold okay. on tight. The Victoria's Secret fashion show will return with a new version after a four-year hiatus. The lingerie retailer announced the return of its iconic Victoria's Secret fashion show during a 2022 earnings call on Friday, but fans should expect some changes to the sexy runway spectacle, which has been on hiatus for the past 4 years. As first reported by Retail Dive, the company announced it will bring back its fashion show this year after plummeting ratings and criticism over its lack of racial and body diversity caused the retailer to put the event on pause in 2019. We're going to continue to lean into the marketing spend to invest in the business, both at the top of the funnel and also to support the new version of our fashion show, which is to come later this year, the CFO said. I don't know what the fuck that means. Victoria's Secret has yet to share what the new version of the fashion show will entail, but the brand tells us the show will reflect who they are today.
Okay, I have a call.
Okay.
I want to make a good call. Okay. I just thought about it. I feel like Remy Bader is going to walk in the show. She's like has a big partnership with them. That's a good call. I'm putting it out there. I said it first.
That is a good call. So I'm open to this. They said.
And Amira, the TikTok makeup girl.
Okay. Well, they said like that they believe that they're 2 years into a five-year journey in the turnaround of their business and have a clear roadmap to being the world's leading fashion retailer of intimate apparel. So one, I appreciate that they're not just like, we're making changes and now we're changed. Like, Two years out of 5 years, I'm like, okay, we're making wide sweeping changes.
Yeah.
And I'm open to them bringing it back and making it better because, you know, ratings plummeted. It was just completely like out of touch. No, it wasn't for anyone anymore.
No, I mean, they really lost me when Barbara Palvin was there plus size. Like that was the craziest. If you are on your phone, just Google Barbara Palvin, Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, and just know that she was the plus size
representation. But I also,
when she's literally a size six.
I don't need them to completely copy and paste what other brands are doing and did better than them. They obviously need to make changes, but they also do have something like, it was at one point incredibly prestigious to be a Victoria's Secret angel. And so many, I'm looking at all these pictures and like, these women are icons. So like.
No, and so many of the iconic supermodels of our time got started and got their recognition from Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, so.
It was good. It was great for many years. And I don't even think people were so mad about the lack of body diversity in the beginning. I think they were really justifiably angry at the lack of racial diversity. Mm-hmm. It's like, why? Literally, why? And I got the body thing and why they chose not to. Like, they're selling a fantasy, a beauty standard. Like, I got it. But like, okay, where are the black models? Like, I understood that. And then in the culture, they really started to shift to the body positivity movement and they refused to get on board. And I feel like that's what really sunk them. And then all these other brands like Sports Illustrated showed, like, you could still be like a fantasy and you could still give in to this like thing without adhering to that, you know, anorexic body standard. Yeah. So it can be done. And I think Sports Illustrated is a great example of how it can be done.
I agree. So I'm open. I just, I don't know. I hope it's still like what was great about it, you know, is still intact. You know, so fabulous. The looks really were so awesome. You know, like the musical performances and the star power. I don't need to see a bunch of randos walking, but
You know what it is? Hmm. Why is it that like when a brand becomes like diverse in body or race, like then everything becomes low budget? It's like, oh, we're doing stripped back, no makeup, nude undies. Like, why can't you have like a chubby model with the glamour? It's like when they decide to become body positive, it's all stripped back. It's all stripped back, no makeup. We're showing everyone's pimples. Why? Why?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I would say I think Savage X Fenty does a great job of not. And so, you know, they're going to have to try and find a way to differentiate and not just act like they're copying them, like a knockoff. But, why does it get stripped back? I don't know, because then it's like,
we're being real. It's not like a fantasy anymore.
Yeah,
I get it,
being
but like,
real.
Give me a plus size fantasy. Give me wings. Give me glamour. Give me big tits and ass.
Yeah.
Like, why? It's like, oh, now that everyone's included, budget is cut. Like, what is that?
No, it's not that a budget is cut, but like, if
the aesthetic is stripped back.
Yeah, the aesthetic, you know, it's like stripped back, yeah.
Yeah, like, what is that? And then it's like, this sucks, and like, that's why we never included body diversity. It's like,
yeah, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I feel like they could be more inclusive, keep it at this level that they were operating at.
Yes, but, big glamour.
But I also, I don't know if they will do that. I feel like they might do a complete 180 and go for right. that like natural stripped vibe because they think that the whole thing was bad and rotten, right. but it wasn't.
Right. No, and it's like, why can't inclusivity be glamorous and bold and big and fabulous and expensive? Mm-hmm. No, we also have to feel like shit after watching the show. Like, no. I get it. You want to sell a fantasy. You can include diversity in that fantasy. It doesn't have to be so raw and real and everyone's pubes are hanging out of the undies. Like, come on.
Yeah. And like everyone is, you know, like a model off the street. Like, give us the A-listers.
Give us A-list. Give us Ashley Graham. Give it to us.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think they're going to have another problem with who wants to be associated.
They have to just whip out big bucks because, of course, a lot of these models, especially like Ashley Graham, are really scrupled really and principled.
And you know, she probably was excluded from Victoria's Secret for years. I'm not going to come and save your brand. You can go fuck yourself. Yes, right. Everyone has a price, but I do feel like I don't know what her experience is with Victoria's Secret, but I feel like there are some things that some people can't be bought on. Like, I'm sure even for you, like, there are things that you would never do.
Yeah, just scrupled. I get it. But I can be bought. I do have a price.
I would rather see you up there shaking that thing.
100%. Even though I actually can't think of anything on this planet I'd rather do less than walk
down the runway in my undies on television. Yeah.
No thanks. Especially if it's going to be a strip back, you know, no armpit waxing kind of thing.
It's going to be hard to galvanize a lot of people to throw their support behind this brand, including artists.
Yeah.
Who are probably going to wait to see, like, how people are feeling about Victoria's Secret.
But, you know, Victoria's Secret, I get now why they're doing this five-year plan and why they didn't immediately bring back the show, because they've been creating really long-term partnerships with a lot of people. Hailey Bieber is a face of Victoria's Secret. They did a lot of, you know, TikTok, or like I said, Remy. They have these partnerships, and I'm sure these people are in their contracts going to do the show.
Interesting.
So it might already be stacked before they go out and try to pitch Ashley Graham. And it'll be stacked with, like, their TikTok partnerships are Remy, who's obviously like body diversity, Exo Amira, who's trans and black. So like, they're doing the work, and that's why they didn't just start with
It's better this way because they skipped all those COVID years. We didn't have to see some like sexy lace masks walking down the runway.
You're so right.
You know?
You're so right.
So like, it kind of worked out.
Blessing in disguise.
Blessing in disguise. Yeah.
We'll see. That'll be interesting to watch.
I'm open. Yeah. Are you open, Turd?
Yeah. I mean, that used to be the highlight of my year. Like, literally in high school. Oh my God. We were obsessed.
Yeah. Like, even looking at these pictures, like, you forget how sickening it was.
I know. And like, we never even really got the Victoria's Secret fashion show with the, you know, the new supermodel generation. Like, Kendall walked in it once.
She walked in it more than once.
Really?
We did. Yeah. Kendall and Gigi are here. Cara walked. Like, with those supermodels, like, they got it in.
No, Cara, I don't consider. Cara's a little older than.
But she's in that crew.
Yeah. I feel like Kendall only walked in it once.
No, she like walked in it a few years. She was like so little the first time. And then I'm looking at a picture of her where she's like much more grown. Let me look.
It was really, say what you want about it, but it was a beautiful thing. It was deeply problematic, but I remember loving it. Even as like a chubby teenager, like I don't even think I really cared that there wasn't body diversity. I just like enjoyed the show and the singers and the beautiful women and like the celebrities in the front row.
Yeah. She walked in it 3 times.
Okay, thank you.
So
I'm wrong.
I wonder when it will be.
Yeah.
We shall see.
We shall see.
Are you ready for our next story?
Yeah.
It's a question. of a story.
Can I ask you a question?
Why isn't Lady Gaga performing Hold My Hand from Top Gun Maverick at the Oscars?
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Why all of this year's nominees for Best Original Song at the Oscars have been confirmed for performance at the ceremony on March 12th this weekend, except for Lady Gaga's.
Oh, wait. The Oscars are this weekend?
Yeah.
I'm going to be on the plane. Shit.
That's a good place to watch them.
If they have cable. All these planes, they don't do cable anymore except JetBlue, DirecTV. Nobody else, you could just scroll through TV. Like, it's annoying.
That is annoying.
No, if it's on the TV, that'd be great.
Yeah. Gaga, who was deemed a front runner early in the race, landed her fourth career nomination for Top Gun Maverick song Hold My Hand, but has yet to be confirmed for the show. In the Oscars tradition, all nominated songs are sung during the ceremony, and everybody else who's nominated this year will be singing. Right now, Gaga is in the midst of filming Joker Folie à Deux. So perhaps the filming logistics are keeping her from announcing anything, but right now she's not slated to perform. The Oscars are in 6 days. Doesn't mean that she won't perform. Maybe she could pull something together, but to do rehearsals and musical and all that stuff, yeah. It's unclear. And that makes me sad.
That's devastating, because that is such
a good song. That was a big draw for me to be watching.
Me too, 100%. Not only to there's watch like her win, but perform. There's like five draws,
probably.
Yeah, Brendan Fraser, Hold Rihanna, My Hand, Rihanna,
Lady Gaga.
The fact that I saw the menu, Triangle of Sadness, like I've seen a few of the movies.
Oh yeah, so. We tried, but my yeah. journey ended with Triangle of Sadness. Who's hosting? Jimmy.
Yeah.
For sure, Jimmy.
Enough with the Jimmys.
Oscars.
I need Lady Gaga to like get this together. Like, this is important. It's a big night. I know you already have an Oscar, so maybe you don't think it's like that big of a deal, but like, girl, like, get it together.
It's Jimmy Kim. It's Jimmy of the Kimmel variety.
In my humble opinion, the worst of the Jimmys.
There are so many.
Yeah, he's the worst, I think. I would have preferred James Corden. I'm not a James Corden hater.
No, me neither. Did you see Jamie Lee Curtis went on his show just to say how wonderful he is?
She's a doll. I feel like the more we learn about her, she's really like in season right now.
Would obviously, you say Jamie Lee Curtis, you are all of us?
I definitely would say Jamie Lee Curtis, you are all of us. That's what I would say.
Except I don't know that all of us feel that way about James Corden, but I, like, when someone gets so much hate, like, I weirdly start to, like...
I always start to like them.
You know, I just start to want to just not hate as much.
You want to know why? And we were saying this to each other last week on FaceTime. I feel like every day we do the show and the moral of the story is that people are so unwell. And then we come out here and people are like, that's such a bad take, Claudia and Jackie. And it's like, oh, coming from you, I know I'm right. If everyone is disagreeing with us, I feel even more cemented in my opinions, because people are so dumb and unwell, and I don't want to be the same opinion as everyone
no,
else.
No, and it's everyone's honestly, an idiot. At this point, it's a pretty accurate Richter scale. It's like, what do y'all think? Okay, I think the opposite.
Yeah, so, oh, everyone hates James Corden? Must be a great guy.
Yeah, so I thought that was really sweet of Jamie Lee Curtis, because she's so beloved, and so she went on his show, and she said, you know why I'm here? I'm just here to tell you that I think you're so great, and you're such a wonderful person, and I just wanted to say that. And
I love
like
it.
We're
I
gonna
it.
Miss you. Your show's ending, and so I'm moved on with James Corden. I'm ready. Like,
me too.
For whatever, like if he was to host something, I'd be here for it. If he wants to be in another movie, I wouldn't let it stop me from seeing it.
Yeah, James 2.0. I'm here for it.
Yeah, my phone is just like vibrating. I'm just like so popular. I'm so sorry.
It's hard to be so popular. I put my phone on Do Not Disturb every time we podcast.
I do. And I do it all the time. But then once in a while, I'll get a call that I needed to answer during the show or something. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
just you can't win.
You can't win when you're like a world renowned podcaster.
Yeah. But our fifth and final story. Are you ready for it?
Is it brought to you by Honeylove?
Yes, it is.
Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. The reviews are in, and Honeylove came out on top for the best wedding day shapewear. With wedding season upon us, this is the ad you've been waiting for. Whether you're the bride, a guest, or looking for an everyday fit, Honeylove is your go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology, so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. You'll immediately feel and see the difference, and we have an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Get 20% off your entire order with the code TOAST at honeylove.com. You could support our show and check them out at honeylove.com. Use the code TOAST. I'm a shapewear expert. Like, you can trust me on some things, and shapewear is one of them. I'm constantly investing in like good shapewear shorts, underwear, literally everything. And I found Honeylove years ago through a Facebook ad, and I have been repurchasing ever since. So when you're talking about shapewear, Honey Love's best-selling superwear power short is the go-to. Its targeted compression technology distinguishes between areas that you want more support, areas you need less compression, and their Signature X targets and sculpts the midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designated to work with your body, not against it. The superpower short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. And you don't have to worry about it rolling down because thanks to their flexible boning, it's hidden in the inseams, and that's pretty much unheard of in shapewear. We all have been like, you know, that roll in our back muffin top hip. It's the most annoying thing. Honey Love doesn't do that. Treat yourself to the best shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com with code TOAST. That's code TOAST, T-O-A-S-T, at honeylove.com. It's as easy to put on as it is to take off.
Thank you, Claudia.
You're welcome.
Our fifth and final story. Jackson Mahomes has been accused of assault by restaurant owner and waiter. Jackson Mahomes, the popular social media figure and brother of Super Bowl winning quarterback Patrick Mahomes, no relation to Austin Mahomes, Jackie, is being investigated by police in Kansas after alleged assaults of a restaurant owner and waiter last weekend, according to a report Saturday by the Kansas City Star. The Kansas City Star is making a lot of news here at the Toast.
Yes, you're right.
Mahomes, 22, allegedly forcibly kissed the 40-year-old owner and shoved a 19-year-old waiter more than once, the owner and waiter told the publication. The incidents occurred last Saturday at Aspen's Restaurant and Lounge in Overland Park, just outside of Kansas City. Vaughn alleges Mahomes grabbed her by the throat and kissed her at least twice in her basement office at the restaurant. She said Mahomes' advances were unwelcome and shocking. She believes Mahomes was intoxicated. She provided video of the incident to the Star and local police. The video is on Instagram. You can see it at the Kansas City Star's Instagram. She also provided a photograph showing a bruise on her neck after the interaction. Quote, he forcibly kissed me out of nowhere, she said, and I'm telling him, pushing him off, saying, what are you doing? And then he proceeded to do it two more times, where the last time I was pushing him off, and I can see on the cameras that somebody was outside the office door, and I was yelling for them to come help because he's big and massive. The waiter told the Star he was pushed out of the office by Mahomes. Mahomes' lawyer provided a statement to USA Today Sports about the allegations. Quote, we have provided law enforcement with the tools and evidence they need to evaluate the claims against Jackson. Every interaction between people needs to be placed in the proper context. Releasing a short clip of any video does not provide proper context. We have faith.
I just disagree. It's literally the video, you see everything.
No, yeah, that's a true statement. Releasing a short clip of a video sometimes doesn't have like the whole context, but like what context is there for like forcibly kissing someone who's in,
right.
Like you don't know, and having your hands on their neck, and she's reporting saying like, I don't fucking want this from you.
Right.
And taking pictures of her bruises. We have faith in the process and look forward to a swift resolution of the matter.
This is really disappointing because I feel like during the Super Bowl, I was like trying to defend Jackson Mahomes. I'm like, he gets so much hate. He doesn't do anything. And now he's here being a fucking animal. We were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. The video is really upsetting. Like, it's very vulgar. It's very, like, aggressive. And what a fucking asswipe. Like, this is just, like, you know he thinks, like, his shit doesn't stink. His brother just won the Super Bowl. He doesn't have to work. Like, I just... And what's so sad is I think his brother, Patrick, is like a really great guy, you know, like he married his high school sweetheart and he has a kid now and he works so hard and he's very humble. And just to like work so hard and like really become so famous and so successful to have your asshole brother like be destroying your family name. It must be really upsetting.
Yeah, it is really upsetting. I don't know what tools and evidence Jackson's team can provide that would change any of this, because it's seriously disturbing. And are Patrick and Jackson like close? Like,
yeah,
he's always on the field and like
he goes to every game, flies with Pat, like does everything.
Yeah, no, he needs to learn several lessons because this is abhorrent behavior. You can't go around.
It's abhorrent behavior. I hope there's like no. I hope like the police pursue these charges like to the fullest extent, not only so that he learns his lesson, but also so that he doesn't like use his privilege to, you know, get out of this and just get a slap on the wrists. Like, he is a deeply troubled young boy.
Yeah.
This is a crazy fucking thing to do. And you do it when you think you run the world. And it's like, you don't, by the way, you are in the place that you're in because of your brother, not you. You haven't accomplished shit in your life, asshole. Yeah. Like, oh my God, this video like really made my blood boil. Like, and you know what? I'm so glad she had the video.
That's
and
what
that,
I was like, going to say.
It got released so that you can't just brush it's not just under
like
rug.
He said, she said, and we don't know. We weren't there. Like right. There is video. It looks extremely clear.
Yeah.
What happened.
Yeah.
We'll
He's see. Gross. Literally gross. Nobody wants to kiss you. Stay the fuck away.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is really upsetting. I thought everyone was wrong about him. I was wrong.
I don't know. I feel like you've been anti. I feel like you were actually right about him. Like, I feel like you tried to combat your own anti-ness because, like, you felt bad he was getting so much hate.
He was getting so much hate. And, like, at the end of the day, like, he was just guilty at that point of being cringe and, like, being a loser. And that's not a crime.
No.
But this is a fucking crime. And I was wrong. And you know what? What everyone saw, they were right. Hmm. I was wrong. That's what I get for trying to give people the benefit of the doubt. Won't happen again. Those are the best five. I feel like you definitely needed to know like all of them.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
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 Positrutely.
For sure.
For sure.
For sure.
Well, that's our show. It's our second to last episode of the week. So reminder that tomorrow is our last episode of the week. Regular, because I am headed to Portugal tomorrow night. Thursday and Friday, you will be graced with episodes on Patreon. So if you're a Patreon member, you won't feel much.
Yeah. We already have one in the can.
Yeah.
So
it was a good one.
It was a good one. That'll be up Thursday. And then today, Turdy and I are getting together again for Friday's episode. So
don't miss that. Patreon.com/thetoast. Thank you so much for listening to The Toast. The Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Google, iHeartRadio, Castbox, all the places we listen to podcasts. Find us at Toast, leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and wickedly talented we are. Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow for Hump Day.
Love ya. Bye.